From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Last month, the administrators of the ACT, the College Readiness Exam, released data about how the class of 2023 did on the test, and the results raised questions about just how ready for college today's students are. The average score reached its lowest level since 1991, and more than 43% of the students who took the exam didn't meet any of the ACT's college benchmarks. But the number of students who take the ACT, or other major college test, the SAT, has dropped significantly since 2020. And in both cases, those numbers are still lower than where they were before the pandemic. That could be in part because these tests don't mean as much as they used to. More and more colleges and universities have made admissions test optional. Students can choose whether to submit test scores or not. Now, this is not by any means new. Augustana College in the Quad Cities became test optional for prospective freshmen starting all the way back in 2008. Kent Barnes was Augustana's vice president for enrollment at the time. He's still with the college as the executive vice president of external relations, and he joins us now. Kent, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Northern Illinois University announced in January 2020 that it would start test-blind admissions beginning with the fall of 2021 class. We'll get more into what that means in a moment, but here to take us through what the change has looked like for the university is Saul Jensen. He's NIU's Vice President for Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications. Saul, welcome to you as well.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And since a law took effect in January last year, Illinois residents applying to any public college or university here have had the option to not submit admissions test scores. That law was sponsored by State Senator Christopher Belt, a Democrat from Swansea in the metro east part of Illinois near St. Louis. Earlier in life, he was president of the school board for District 187 in Cahokia. He served in the state Senate since 2019, and he's with us to talk about that law. Senator Belt, thank you for being here. And Senator, do we have you with us?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Me.
Thanks for being here. And finally, I should say, we're joined by former State Representative Latoya Greenwood, a Democrat who's also represented the Metro East region in the Illinois General Assembly. She left office in January after being defeated in last year's election, but she was the lead House sponsor of this same legislation we've been talking about. Latoya Greenwood, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Listeners, you can join our conversation about college tests and test optional admissions by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. Do you think the ACT or the SAT reflect well on people's academic performance? And how well prepared do you think students are for college? And are there people in your life who've applied to a school that is test optional? What was that like for them? 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, Kent Barnes, I want to begin with you. What does it mean to be test optional?
Well, thanks for that, and thanks for hosting this great conversation. It's important across the college landscape, and to help your listeners understand what test optional means, I'm sure there are a variety of different perspectives. In the simplest terms, it means that we don't require a student to submit a standardized test score to be considered for admission at Augustana College. That goes for the ACT or the SAT, that we feel confident, as do many test optional colleges, that we can make good admissions decisions without consideration of standardized tests.
So we asked our show's texting group about college exams, and we'll share some of what they had to say throughout our conversation today. Karen in Champaign had a lot to say. We don't have time to share her full message. We'll share the first couple of paragraphs. She says, a very real problem with public education is that the schools are judged by their students' test scores. So now, if colleges and universities stop requiring tests and high scores on those tests, maybe K-12 will stop teaching for the tests and start teaching the whole person. And Karen goes on to say, my question is, my question is, what are colleges and universities using for admissions? How are they able to go through thousands of applicants for each seat in their school and assess if a particular student will be a good investment, a successful student in college? So again, that was from Karen in Champaign. Kent, let me put that question to you. If not test scores, then what? What changes in the application process depending on whether or not a student submits their score?
There are lots of things to consider. And I think we've always said, I've been doing this for 32 years, that a student is so much more than a test score. In the case of Augustana College, which practices holistic admission, we're of course considering their academic achievement and course selection and how they've performed academically over the course of 4 years. But we're also taking a look at their co-curricular involvement, whether they've had part-time employment, involvement in athletics, or music, all of those things. We really want to look at the whole person to determine whether or not they can meet with success. I would also note that those high schools and other organizations that are judged by test scores, it's actually sort of a misrepresentation of what these tests were designed to do. And so I think that part of the test optional movement to look at the whole person, to look at achievement over the course of a period of years and time, I would say restoring the balance in the world as we look at the whole contribution that a student can make.
Saul, I mentioned that Northern made its applications test blind. What does that mean? How is that different from test optional?
Well, yeah, thank you again for this opportunity to be here. NIU went test free back in 2020. And what this means is essentially, we're not looking at the test score at all. So for students who want to apply for admission, who want to apply for our merit scholarships, we are not taking into account at all the test. And so there are still on occasion some students that will send them to us, but we do let them know that it's not something that we're considering in any way.
So pity myself, who maybe had a test score that was higher than his GPA might have suggested he should have earned. What do you consider? I asked Kent the same question. How does Northern measure applications without a test score?
Well, it was certainly academic performance in high school is predominantly what we are looking at. But we are also looking at the academic preparation, the type of rigor that a student may have taken, the different types of courses that are offered. Certainly, we like to look at students who continue to take rigorous courses, college prep, but we're also very mindful from an equity standpoint that not all schools come with those types of resources. Not every school has AP or IB opportunities for our students. And so we're taking all of that into account as well, that the school itself has an impact. We're also doing interviews with a number of our students. But at the top, we're looking at students who come with a certain GPA, and those that don't meet a 3.0 GPA, then we're doing a holistic review and getting into a lot of the additional resources that I mentioned.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. We're talking about the move toward test optional or even test blind college admissions in Illinois. It's also happening in other places across the country. We're talking about that with representatives from Augustana College in the Quad Cities, Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, also a current and former state legislator, State Senator Christopher Belt, who sponsored legislation basically saying that Illinois students have the option to not submit scores to any state school. Also, former State Representative LaToya Greenwood. Both of them are from the Metro East region of Illinois. And LaToya Greenwood, we got another text I want to share with you. This is from Julia in Kenny, Illinois, who said, "I agree with test optional. The testing is very unduly stressful. It doesn't take into consideration that many students don't test well on any written tests." And LaToya, I thought we could dig deeper into that. What are some of the reasons a student might not want to submit their test scores to a college?
Well, I believe that in researching the facts and the data for the piece of legislation that myself and Senator Bell introduced, a great deal of it was that students have test anxiety. It's a real thing, and it produces itself, or it shows up when students are pressured in the standardized testing moments. And also, I would like to just take a moment to thank Saul and Brent Kent for the work that they're doing with our students across the state of Illinois. But what we know here in the Metro East, where myself and Senator Bell reside, is that we have some of the poorest communities in our state. And so when we talk about resources for things such as testing and getting the prepping, the preparatory work that sometimes is required for testing, in many cases, that's non-existent for our students here. And so initially, I introduced a resolution that was urging colleges to examine the use of test optional, which was in 2019. And then I came back again once I believe SIUC had gone test optional, and we had an idea of what it looked like also with St. Augusta College to see what it looked like throughout the state to move forward with actual legislation. And so again, when we're talking about students who have already been sort of left behind because of lack of resources, this is another way for us to reduce barriers and create more access, equity, and opportunity for students all across the state.
Well, Senator Belt, let's dig into that, because as I mentioned, you were a president of the school board, District 187 in Cahokia. Now you've been a state senator for a number of years. We talk a lot about inequalities in our society, especially in education. I wonder if you found college admissions tests disadvantage, you know, underprivileged, marginalized students, how you saw that when you were, especially when you were school board president.
Oh, absolutely. I had the opportunity as a school board member and then the president of the school board to see those things firsthand, if you will. I vividly remember seeing students at Cahokia High School graduate with GPAs or that were right at 4.0. They hovered around 3.8, 3.7. But when they took the standardized test, whether it was the ACT or SAT, they only scored about a 14 or a 15. And so this whole idea of academic prowess, you know, you've spent 3-4 years in high school and you're walking around, you're doing great things with a 3.8, 3.7, and then the standardized test you don't do well in, you know, that impacts your trajectory for college and subsequently for life. And so and I think Representative Greenwood really hit it on the head. Those tests, when you really look at them, and it really comes down to, in a lot of instances, your economic situation. Can you pay for private Kaplan lessons? Can you, all of those things factor in, you know, the test itself. The number one indicator of whether or not you will succeed in college is not the test, the standardized test, is what you've done in high school. And so I think by going test optional, going test blind, you will create a bigger avenue for underrepresented students to you know, have that college experience, whether it's in an urban hub, whether it's in a rural situation. You'll really open yourself up for diversity and really what college should be about.
You know, well, Sol Jensen, let me ask you about that a couple minutes before we need to take a break here on the program. But what do we know about what test scores really mean as a determinant or a factor in predicting how well a student would do in college?
Well, we when we made the decision, we looked at both national data. NACAC, which is a national organization that Michigan counselors are a part of, did a fantastic study that demonstrated some of this as well. We did our own internal studies as well before making this decision and really looked closely at what was the most important factors. And for us, by a large margin, it was the student's high school GPA. And so that's why we determined when we decided to go test optional, we just decided, hey, let's not even look at these at all, because if we're saying, or if our data is telling us that they're is really no correlation whatsoever, then let's not even look at it. We're only going to look at those factors that are most important. And we've seen a tremendous differentiation in the types of students that are now coming to NIU, but not only from an admission standpoint, but I think almost more importantly, when we talk about opening up barriers and access, it's about the scholarships and being able to offer our merit scholarships now without having that test component. And I think that has really had a significant impact on students who are coming from these under-resourced schools that they would not have had that access and opportunity before making this decision.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation when we return. If you want to join us today, let us know what you think about the fact that more and more colleges and universities are making themselves test optional. The ACT and the SAT are not the rite of passage they once were. And we're talking about a new law. It's not that new anymore, I should say, but a law that is now the law in Illinois that basically says Illinois residents applying to any public college or university here have the option to not submit admissions test scores. The number to join us is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We're going to continue this conversation with Kent Barnes from Augustana College, Saul Jensen from Northern Illinois University, State Senator Christopher Belt from the Metro East, and former State Representative Latoya Greenwood, also from Metro East. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking about the move toward test blind or test optional college admissions here in the 21st state and really across the country. There's a law that took effect last year in Illinois that says Illinois residents applying to any public college or university here have the option to not submit test scores for admission. And that was co-sponsored by State Senator Christopher Belt and former State Representative Latoya Greenwood, both Democrats from the Metro East region of Illinois near St. Louis. They are both with us on the program today. We're also speaking about this with Saul Jensen, who is Vice President for Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, which is test blind since the fall of 2021 class. And we're also speaking with Kent Barnes, who is Executive Vice President of External Relations at Augustana College in the Quad Cities. They became test optional for prospective freshmen starting all the way back in 2008. The number to join our conversation is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Kent, there was already a growing wave of test optional institutions, as I said, back in 2008. But I wonder if Augustana faced any blowback for making this change.
Brian, I don't know if it was blowback, but I certainly recall that there were lots of questions about this. I was a transplant from the Middle Atlantic states. I moved here in 2005, and there certainly was a greater movement in the Middle Atlantic and New England states in the early 2000s to move to test optional, primarily because Bates College had done an extensive study of test optional admissions. And so at that particular time in college admissions, there were an increasing number of colleges that had test optional. It took a variety of different forms. Sometimes it would require an interview. Sometimes it would require a couple of additional essays, all sorts of things. So I was paying close attention to that when I was on the East Coast. And when I moved to Augustana in 2005, started to sort of take a look at and take stock of what we were doing here. And over the course of my first year, put together a position paper for the college community to consider whether or not test optional would be something that we wanted to consider. And so we really engaged in a campus-wide conversation. I didn't feel confident enough to make the decision or recommendation on my own. So went to a few faculty meetings, full faculty meetings, went around to departments, and was actually really delighted by what I heard from faculty members who shared my belief that students shouldn't be judged by one single score. I think that our decision really was had its foundation in the ability to reach new audiences. And looking at test scores and the bias that you'd mentioned earlier, socioeconomic status, non-native English speakers, first-generation college students, those populations that have been traditionally excluded, I think my community said, hey, this is an opportunity to reach students who we have not been reaching because we don't have that emphasis on test scores. Now, I will say it was a pretty slow go. I think the first year that we had test optional, we maybe had only 150, 160 students who went through the process of suppressing their test scores. Because keep in mind, at the time, every student in the state of Illinois could take a free ACT. So it showed up on every student's transcript. So it was difficult initially. Last thing that I would say is that we had really good data. We knew that the single best predictor of a student's success at Augustana was their recalculated high school GPA. We look at only academic units in English, math, social studies, science, and foreign language. And when we do a recalculation on a 4.0 scale, that was the single best predictor of a student's success. And it really wasn't made any stronger by standardized tests. So we were really confident going into the process. Sorry for that long answer, but there's a lot to the process and really involved the whole community coming to terms with the idea that we'd become a test optional institution.
No, yeah, there is a lot to this. We're getting some calls in, 800-222-9455. Let's go now to line one, and Mike is calling in from Rockford. Mike, thanks. Actually, I've just heard that Mike dropped, but I can. We have notes on what he wanted to ask, which was that a lot of private schools inflate their grades, Mike says, and wonder how that factors into the process. And maybe, Saul, maybe you can take that one. How does Northern account for the differences in what a GPA means depending on the school that a student might have gone to?
It is a valid question, and I think it's something that we're continuing to consider, especially post-COVID, when there probably was some grade inflation. But, you know, I think it goes back to the very thorough review of our data. And when we looked at our data, you know, this same kind of, you know, potential grade inflation that has been happening for decades at some schools, if you want to argue that, the fact of the matter was that when it still came down to student success and the most important predictor, it was always the high school GPA. And so we continue to lean on our data and lean on the national information that had been coming out of the surveys as well.
I want to share another text we got from a listener. This is Christine in Jacksonville, who said, as a parent of a high school senior who did score well on the ACT, I do want his score to be considered in the college admission process and for scholarship awards. We could not afford college without the aid. Good scores show intellect, ability to process information, and to prepare for higher ed. I agree not everyone is a good test taker for various reasons, and a high score on the ACT or SAT should not be the sole measure of a student's ability to succeed in college, but test scores should matter. I disagree with the idea that because scores are falling, we should do away with these tests. Falling scores have a direct correlation with our failing schools and failing student support systems. It's time to reevaluate our priorities in this country. Latoya Greenwood, former state representative from Metro East, what do you think of that? What do you respond to what Christine had to say there?
Well, first, I would just respond by saying that the legislation calls for a test option. So the scores, if the student and their family wish to have their scores considered for admission, they can still do that for the public colleges and universities in Illinois. Now, it's some colleges like Northern who have taken another approach beyond the legislation. But the legislation that we signed and the governor signed into law is for test optional. Now, what are the requirements for individual schools? You know, that's based on the individual school and their choice. But I'm sure that, you know, besides being test, what was the word you used in Northern? I forget.
It's test blind.
Yeah. You still have that option to use the scores.
Mm-hmm. Senator Belt, what do you think of that? The listener who said that you know, this is the falling scores are maybe more of an indication of problems in the schools rather than necessarily that the tests themselves are the problem. What do you think of that?
Well, number one, I would echo the sentiments of LaToya. I would say that the legislation that we sponsored is for test option. That's number one for me. I would just look at what we sponsored. Number two, for me, I understand what the listener's argument is and what she put forth. I believe it was a she, her argument. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, I would just turn to what the data and the trends would say about the number one indicator of success in college is not that test score. It is what you've done over your high school career. It is your academic prowess in high school, not necessarily the test, you know? And so I would just lean to what the data suggests is the number one indicator of how successful you will be in college. And it really isn't the test score.
Saul Jensen with Northern Illinois University. We are seeing the COVID generation, the COVID classes of high school students coming into college. How have you seen a shift in their readiness for college? I mean, is what we're seeing with the ACT part of a broader trend or issue?
Well, I think if I recall, you can go back 10 or 15 years and ACT was predicting that the college readiness was going to decline. So I don't know if we can completely make this a test change, but needless to say, we are seeing a significant difference in students as they enter. I'm not suggesting that it's all academic though. You know, at least at NIU where we've seen a difference is in engagement. And how students are engaged in a different way since COVID. And we know that our students need to have that very strong engagement, that connection point with their classmates, with their professors, with the advisors and student support services that are offered here. And so probably for me, more than anything, it's not related as much to a change of their academic preparation, but just a change in how they're behaving and engaging with each other.
What does that mean, engagement? It sounds like a euphemism for something. I mean, they're not showing up to class, not making friends. What are we talking about?
Well, certainly during COVID, we saw a little bit more of that. But really, it is. It's connecting with each other. It's you know, finding that meaningful connection, relationship building, more so face to face than online. That true engagement that they missed for a year, some schools almost 2 years during COVID, and we are reteaching this in many cases. When you think of many of our incoming first year class, they were freshmen in high school when COVID happened, and in many cases we're just seeing interactions very, very different than what we used to, because they didn't have the same type of interactions or connections with each other, with their teachers in high school, with their guidance counselors, even those outside of the school system that would be influencers or advisors. And so we in many cases are re-educating.
Kent, let me ask you another listener question. They didn't share a name, but it says, I'm a GED teacher, and I'm wondering how my students would be evaluated without a GPA. He says they will earn an Illinois high school diploma, but they won't have grades, only scores on the four GED tests. How do you take that into account?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, because, of course, this is a pathway to college that is important to many. I guess maybe the way that I would look at this is Augustana 2 years ago launched a partnership. We have a campus at Eastern Iowa Correctional Center in East Moline, where we are working with individuals who've been incarcerated who are on the pathway to earning a bachelor's degree through Augustana. We instruct courses at EICC. And these students, Augustana students, have neither taken a GED or a standardized test, and yet we've been able to discover the capacity within them. I think that there are a variety of ways that we can assess capacity for the ability to be successful. And I think really the test optional movement, and I think COVID, and I think colleges and universities examining their purpose and responsibility to community are creating new and variable pathways to enrollment in college and ultimately degree completion. So I think that this just represents another pathway, and it breaks this stranglehold, which has existed for decades, that the only way that students can find a pathway to college is through the highest possible achievement and the highest possible scores. I mean, let's be real about this. Everyone went test optional during the pandemic. Everybody. I mean, across the entire landscape of higher ed. And to this date, there are very few institutions which have fully reintroduced standardized test performance as a measure of a student's worth to be successful in college. And so I think that this really just represents that we are reexamining our role in providing access and choice to students. And I think that the GED example is another example where we've got to be sensitive to that role. The last thing that I would just sort of mention on
briefly,
this.
Briefly, yeah, we're short on time.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm not sure that it's always about student readiness. I think that we as colleges have to be, we have to be student ready rather than thinking about them being college ready. And I'm not sure we're as student ready as we should be.
Former Representative Latoya Greenwood, how equitable, as we're coming to the end of our time together, how equitable do you think college admissions in Illinois are today compared to where they were a few years ago?
I think we are on the right track to providing equity, access, and opportunity for all students across the state of Illinois who want to obtain a higher education. I think we're on track. Is it perfect? No, but we're going to get there.
And Senator Bill, last word to you, just about a minute remaining. Where do you see progress still to be made on this front?
Where do I see progress to be made?
Needs to be made, yeah.
Need to be made. I think we're off to a great start. I think we are getting into a space where we understand that the test scores aren't the only pathway to college. I just think we have to be more diligent. I think we have to get the word out more that this is the law in Illinois. So if you're an Illinois resident and you want to go to an Illinois college, then to apply, that you don't have to take those standardized tests. I really just think we have to really, it comes down to implementation. I think that's what we need to get better at.
State Senator Christopher Belt is a Democrat from the Metro East region of Illinois, along with former State Representative Latoya Greenwood, also a Democrat from Metro East. They sponsored legislation that made Illinois students applying to public colleges and universities here have the option to not submit admissions test scores. We've been talking about the broader issue of test optional or test blind college admissions with Kent Barnes from Augustana and Saul Jensen from Northern Illinois University. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st show. More to come in just a moment. When we return, we're going to be talking about climate change, how communities in Illinois, particularly Black and Latino communities, are or are in some cases not prepared for the changes that are coming to our environment. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.